Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
All right, first Saturday in May. That can only mean one thing. Well, maybe two. Maybe three. Mint juleps, hats, and the Kentucky Derby. That also means a fourth. Dick Girardi, DJ.
Steve, all of those are true. I'm not sure the correct order. But
my order is the race first.
All right, well, let's do that. Ain't no hats around here.
You and I aren't wearing any hats.
Only mint julep I ever tasted was at my first Derby, and it was one taste and one and done.
Gone. And I would be the same way.
Boy, was it brutal. Oh, my Lord. It looked bad and tasted worse.
It's not up my alley either. So that's done. This is a race where Bob Baffert is not allowed to hang around, yet his spirit hangs around. Is that fair?
More than fair. So after they go under the wire a little bit after 7 o'clock Saturday, speed, Baffert will then be able to reappear at Churchill Downs. His suspension is over after this year's Derby. He's only suspended from Churchill Downs tracks at the moment. He can run horses anywhere.
Right.
So I'm sure he'll have something at Preakness, possibly the Belmont. But he does have a horse that he trained in the race, Reincarnate, who's listed 50-1. I don't think he's going to be 50, but Baffert was the trainer of record until late February when he had to give the horse up. So the horse could earn Derby points to get in. It's now trained by Tim Yakteen. And Johnny V will ride. And of course, Johnny V was on board for Authentic in 2020 when Baffert won Derby 6. And he was on for Medina Spirit when he won Derby 7 for a little while.
For an hour.
Yeah. And then it's, believe it or not, that's still being adjudicated. It's not finalized. I mean, he's been formally disqualified. But you'll be surprised that there's court cases going on. Oh. And, of course, because of the positive for the medication that shouldn't have been in the horse's system, Medina Spirit was disqualified, and then Churchill Downs took the unprecedented move of, all right, you're gone for 2 years. So let's just get rid of the most famous guy in the sport and make it look like he's Lance Armstrong. And that'll help everybody. So. It's just kind of, whole thing's been kind of baffling to me, but it's over as of 7 p.m. Saturday.
All right. So as for the horses out there, I believe Forte?
Yeah, Forte.
Forte, 3-1?
Forte.
3-1.
Yeah, so it's interesting, Steve. Todd Fletcher's brought 62 horses to the Derby. He's won. Right, he's won twice, but people will look at it as 2 for 62. But realistically, he's been in 22 races. I mean, he's had years where he's had 4 or 5. Obviously, if he has 4 or 5, only one can win.
Yeah.
And interesting, I look at him as 2 for 22. And interestingly, he's only had one favorite all those years, Always Dreaming, who actually won the race.
Yeah.
So Forte will be the second horse he's ever had that's favored. And of all the horses he's brought, this is by far the most accomplished.
Is this the Florida Derby winner?
It is. Yeah. A two-year-old champ, won the Breeders' Cup, has won 5 in a row. What's interesting about him, out of the 20 horses, there's 7 total grade one wins, which, as you know, is the top of the sport.
Yeah.
Well, Forte has 4 of the 7. So just by accomplishments, it's not even close. So he should be the favorite. The problem is that he's going to be the favorite in a race that looks more wide open to me. He isn't Justify or American Pharoah or California Chrome. He doesn't have that kind of dominant horse. And by the numbers, Steve, he hasn't gotten any faster than he was 6 months ago.
Okay.
So can he win? Sure. Obviously, he's the horse that likes to win. Right. I am going to play against him because I just think the price is going to be wrong. Plus, 20-horse field, he's probably going to be, I don't know, 12th. 13th early, not really the place you want to be coming from way back. I know Rich Strike won from there last year, but that was a complete and total fluke.
Who is that horse? All right.
Number 21, Blackjack. Yeah, that's who he
was. In a 20-horse field, Blackjack won.
Right. 20 horse field. He was number 21. Yeah. That should sum it up right there.
Yeah. Tappet Trice, I think, won the Bluegrass and is, you know, it's another one that's at 5-1. What's the shot here on that one?
Yeah, another Pletcher horse. I think he could be the second choice, Steve, maybe the third choice.
Yeah.
He's a son of Tappet, who's the superstar sire. Yeah. He was actually the three-year-old the same year as Smarty Jones in 04, sire of Flight Line, among many other stars. Sire's Belmont Stakes winner seemingly every year. I think Tappet Trice is probably better suited for the Belmont than the Derby. Not that he can't win. He could. And to your point about the Bluegrass, he was pretty good there. I thought that was one of the better preps of the big ones. And Pletcher, believe it or not, the six big prep races, the final ones, right, the one, California, Santa Anita Derby, Arkansas, Louisiana, Florida, New York, and Kentucky, Pletcher won three.
Wow.
He also won with Kings Barnes in Louisiana Derby. He's only started three times, so he's very inexperienced, but the only undefeated horse coming into the race. So Pletcher, again, he started more horses than anybody. This is the strongest group he's ever brought to the race.
Yeah. Now, when you look at Angel of Empire, Practical Move, and then there's the Japanese entry.
Yep.
Dermasotagate.
Yep.
Those are all horses in the 10-1 or up. Any shots here?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, Practical Move won the two big preps in California.
Yep.
I was very impressed by both. He's also trained by Tim Yakteen, who has Reincarnate, we just talked about. He took over for Baffert.
Yeah.
But this is a horse he's had the whole time. And he's, on paper, he's not really bred for a mile and a quarter. But when he runs, he does not look like the distance will be an issue. So we'll see. Angel of Empire, Steve, I'm not sure you're going to come up with this one, but I'm going to run by you. There are two Pennsylvania breds that have won the Kentucky Derby. Angel of Empire is trying to become the third. You should know one of them for sure.
Smarty.
Smarty Jones. Do you know the other?
The other Pennsylvania bred horse.
To win the Derby.
It's
within the last three decades.
No.
Lil E.T.
Lil E.T.
So Angel of Empire, Brad Cox, who has four, Brad Cox, the trainer, and Pletcher have a mere 35% of the field.
Yeah.
They have 7 out of 20, ridden by Flavian Pratt, who is, in my mind, the best big race rider there is right now.
Yep.
So he's definitely a contender there. The Japanese horse is fascinating to me. I'm thinking we're saying it's Dermasotagate, but I've heard it a lot different ways.
Yeah,
whatever.
I pronounced it some way. Who knows?
Yeah, in our world, he's the 17th. That's how we're going to look.
Yeah.
So he won the UAE Derby in Dubai on Dubai World Cup Day back in late March. And actually, by the clock, now they're different distances, but you can kind of figure it out. He ran faster than the winner of the $12 million World Cup.
Really?
Which is older horses.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. If he can bring that race to Kentucky, he's going to win. And the Japanese are starting to win races all around the world. As I said, they're winning in Dubai, Saudi Arabia. They won two Breeders' Cup races at Del Mar. This is by far the best horse they've ever brought to the Derby. Now, the UAE Derby has been a predictor of Derby's failures. It's 0 for life. I mean, and not only do the horses don't win, they run terribly. But I'm kind of looking at this horse a little differently. Even though he won in Dubai, I look at him as a Japanese-trained horse. And I think the crew over there has figured the game out.
Yeah.
So I think he's fascinating. Possibility. But it's more, this is one of the wilder, wide-open derbies I can remember.
Yeah.
There's a lot of possibilities, and it's hard to see the race. Like, you know, who's going to be where at different points of the race. And that's generally how you can get somewhere. Unlike last year when we had that crazy early pace, I don't think we're going to have that this year. There's just not that many fast horses, but there's potential for mayhem here for sure.
Right, exactly. And you and I only know one other person that we know is 0 for life, but that's an inside joke. So
yes, it is.
We'll leave it at that. because it's so wide open, what does this do to the possibility of not long shots, but mid shots?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think to me, if you're going to make a pick here or make a play, I think you're silly to hang with the favorites here just because, not that Forte can't win, because he certainly can win.
But Forte may fade.
He could do a lot of things. I just don't think he's gotten better in 6 months, and that's what you want. That's
right.
If he had improved from his two-year-old form, Steve, I would make him a cinch.
Yeah,
but he just hasn't. So he can win. And if he does win, I'll be thrilled because that means he'll go to the Preakness in 2 weeks where he can't win, and I'll be able to bet against him as the big favorite because Pleasure Horses never win the Preakness after they win the Derby.
That's
they run
right.
back in 2 weeks, and he doesn't do that.
Oh, poor life.
Yeah, he is. I mean, I don't even think he wants to be there, but they make him go because he won the Derby. And,
right.
You know, his horse is 8-5 and runs 7th. It's great. So I like the 3. Tooth Bills. He's listed at 12 on the line. I think he's going to be higher than that. He's kind of got a semi-unknown trainer who I'm a big fan of, and a semi-unknown rider who I also like. Comes off a win in the Jeff Ruby Stakes. And not STAKES, like a stakes horse race,
right.
But stakes as in Jeff Ruby, the restaurant out in Louisville and Cincinnati and all other places. Which, by the way, 1 year, the owner, Jeff Ruby, tossed O.J. out of the restaurant.
Gone.
In Louisville. O.J. was in for the Derby.
That's reason enough to like him.
Yeah, he said, no, not today. Not for no stakes for you. But Two Fills, Steve, I thought it was the best prep of any, and I think people overlook him because it was on a synthetic track.
Yeah.
And people think, well, he can't really run on the dirt, but I like his dirt races. And I most of anything, I like his price. It's a crapshoot because I can't get a sense of where he's going to be in the race.
Yeah.
Like, I much prefer, like, Justify or American Pharoah or California Chrome. You know they're going to be the top three.
Right.
So they can't get in trouble. And this horse could potentially be 5th after a quarter mile. He could be 15th. So it's certainly a gamble, but I think there's a possibility he could be the fastest horse in the race by numbers. Mm. That's my pick. I don't go into it with incredible confidence. Like, I had a lot more confidence in Epicenter last year.
Sure.
And of course he won the race until he didn't.
Right.
When that insane 80-1 shot won the race.
Right.
And I'm going, what? Where did you come from?
Excuse me. Go
Who
back.
Who are you?
Go back.
Yeah,
I mean,
right, good.
I'm telling you, that horse was Rosie Ruiz.
I think you're probably right. Just jumped in at the quarter pole. Came out of the infield.
Exactly.
Yeah, where was he the first mile? I didn't see him.
Sometimes I look at horses and where they are post position wise and a number that goes with them. Practical mm-hmm. Move is 10-1 and in the 10 hole. What do you think of Practical Move?
I think he's a contender. I it's interesting. The Santa Anita Derby, he ends up winning by a nose. Actually beat another Japanese horse, Mandarin Hero, who's on the also eligible list. He needs a couple scratches to get into the race. And the scratches, by the way, have to happen by Friday at 9 a.m. If they don't happen, that's it. It's locked. It's over.
And then another horse enters and comes in from the quarter pole and wins the
that's
race.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. The good news is that he can only run last year. He can't bother us this year. But he ended up winning by a nose, Steve, but it's one of those videos when you keep watching, people go, oh, he held on. Well, he never let the horse buy him. They keep running after the finish line.
Yeah.
And I like to look at that just to see who's competitive and who isn't. He's good. He's the best horse in California. And California horses in the Derby have been awesome the last decade. California Chrome, Nyquist, American Pharoah, right. Justify, all authentic, all out of Southern California. This year's a little different because the weather was so bad out there. They always have an edge that they don't miss training time like a lot of the horses in the East.
Right.
Well, this year they did miss some. So maybe not as big an edge as other years. But Southern California, I always look there. But I'm usually looking at Bob Baffert.
Right.
Except he ain't a race this time.
Right, exactly. By the way, when Penn State plays UCLA and USC in basketball, is there mm-hmm. Santa Anita in our future?
I think there's 100% Santa Anita in our future.
Yeah.
I think we can find a way. In fact, if they're UCLA, we might even get Mick Cronin to go with us. He likes the track.
Perfect. I'm not surprised he'd go. So,
hey, what's a shoot around among friends?
Hey, why do you have assistant coaches?
Exactly.
You don't just pick a winner. You go you go with boxes. So, throw something into a box for us as to what you think.
I'll give you one bomb, reincarnate. If somehow the seven is loose in the lead, he becomes dangerous. I don't know if he's quite good enough, Steve, but in that scenario, he's got a chance.
Yeah.
So he's one. He could be any price. Angel of Empire, the 14 for sure, and 17, Derma Sotagaki. And again, I'm not dismissing Forte at all, but at some point you gotta make a few choices. You can't take them all.
Yeah, and it's a cluster bomb. I mean, that's the other problem.
This is more so than other years because it's just so hard to read how the early part of the race is going to go. I can't see it. And you're waiting for, like, what are the jockeys going to do? This would be one of those where you'd really like to have maybe a wiretap with some of the jockeys to find out what they're thinking there. Because jockey intentions will have a lot to do with it, But I do think the most likely horse to be in front is Reincarnate, because I think that's what Johnny B will do. That's how he won on Authentic. That's how he won on Medina Spirit. And that's one place you ain't getting any trouble.
Right.
I've said this for years. Speed horses take the biggest issue out of the Derby. If you're first, second, or third, you're in a 3-horse field instead of a 20-horse field.
Right.
If you're 20th or 18th, you got problems.
Kentucky Oaks, just very quickly. What Paint and Botanical, I think, are the two favorites in that. It's not as much. I mean, it's still somewhat of a, there's 14 in there right now.
Yeah.
Which is, that's usually the max across the country instead of this, which is 20. I always felt like the Oaks is more predictable because of that. What do you think about the Oaks this year?
This is the weakest group of 3-year-old fillies in memory. They're all really slow, Steve. I keep waiting for somebody to show up. There's a horse named Money's Gold is actually running on the undercard.
Okay.
Who isn't quite ready for the Oaks. She's the fastest one in the country. She might be faster than the Colts.
Right.
Keep that name in mind for later in the year. I like Flying Connection to 10.
Okay.
Coming from the Southwest, New Mexico, Sunland Park, I think will get totally ignored in the wagering. I think there's a chance she could get loose on the lead. And as you know, Steve, there's nothing I like more than loose
on the lead.
And playing from in front. It's not a race I have a strong opinion on. Really, the Derby's kind of the same way. It's not one of those years when I love a horse like California Chrome or Justify, you're going to know about it.
Yeah, and I think the trainer, I want to say, is Todd Fincher, who in New Mexico is a big deal.
He's Todd Pletcher in New Mexico. He's the man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting that they have similar sounding names, but he is the heat in New Mexico for sure.
And by the way, Wet Paint, which is 5-2, that is Flavian Pratt aboard.
That is Pratt, and he's going to have to come. She comes from way, way back, and again, I'm not a fan.
Right.
I'm coming from way, way back.
No,
everybody loves closers. They love teams coming from 20 points behind to lose by 8. I prefer the horse that was the team that was ahead by 20 and wins by 8.
Well, the bottom, what you're counting on when you're doing that is you're counting on everybody in front getting tired.
Correct, which often happens, but maybe all but 3 get tired or all but 2.
Yeah.
It's just a harder way in sports and horse racing. And I learned about sports and horse racing by watching it over the years.
Yeah,
the horse in front, when they hit the stretch, wins way more than the horse coming from behind.
In the 600 to 700 basketball games we've done, how often have you and I referenced play with the lead?
It's huge. And anybody that doesn't think it is, that just doesn't watch enough sports. And everybody loves the late rally. The team, hey, they came from 18 down with 12 to go. That does happen. Just not very often.
No. Not very often. DJ? You have now helped the masses, I think.
Me too. We'll see about that.
The great Dick Girardi, my broadcast partner for basketball, coming up on our 20th season together. How about that?